What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from Green Bay, across the street from Lambeau Field. As you see, it is raining. Very rainy, dark day here in Green Bay. I am back to New York City tomorrow morning, bright and early, but we've heard from Matt LaFleur, we've heard from the players in the locker room the day after the Packers go to 6-1 after their demolishing of the Oakland Raiders. And now I want to hear from you guys, see what's on your mind, Packers fans worldwide. Cheesehead TV. Make sure you're checking out the website for all of our content after that big win, including a replay of the postgame show. If you missed it, still lots of goodness left for you to listen to. Hello, everyone jumping in the chat here. Let's go, Nags, next 6-1. Jade, that's what I'm talking about. Brian, what's up? Bully, what's up, Vegas? Oh, how good it feels to be 6-1. I hear that. Liked right away. Thank you, Brian. That's very, very nice of you. 3-0 without Adams. Impressive. Nathan, I mean, that's making a statement when you have that, you know, premier offensive weapon taken away from you and you pretty much don't skip a beat. In fact, you start scoring more points without him. This offense is really cooking with gas, and it is scary to think how much better they can still be when they add Adams back into the mix. But guys really stepped up yesterday. A lot of guys who had a lot of question marks surrounding them, whether it was how they were going to play, if they were going to play, when you're talking about MVS and Geronimo, to a real lack of experience with Kumaro and Lazard. I mean, everyone stepped up at some point or another and really kind of made their mark. But of course, it was mostly all about Aaron Rodgers playing lights out football. I mean, no doubt about that. David, thank you so much for the super chat. Any thoughts on Hackett's contributions? Go Pack, go. I mean, he's certainly in the mix. It certainly sounds like the game planning sessions are, you know, a mix of his ideas, Getsy's ideas, and LaFleur's ideas. And then obviously they run things by Aaron at some point, but the initial kind of genesis of each game plan is those three guys. So it's hard to say with any kind of certainty what exactly, as far as percentage-wise or which types of plays, et cetera, that they're contributing to and or focusing on. I know Rob put out there a couple of weeks ago what each guy is responsible for during the week as far as pre-scout and working on initial looks coming into the game plan session. But for the main kind of thrust of the game plan, it is those three guys. And Getsy is part of it, but Hackett is certainly deeply involved. So can we stop complaining about Rodgers and what? And LaFleur getting along. Oh, I'm sure somebody will come up with some reason to bring it back up again once and if they start losing. Jake, thank you for the super chat. That's the thing. It's all well and good to be buddy-buddy now, and they're punching each other on the sideline, giving each other high fives and fist bumping at the same time. And it's great. It's lovely. You love to see it. But eventually, there's going to be some real adversity hitting. And when that happens, that's when we really can look and see how they respond. Because, you know, it's easy to be getting along and be great friends when you're 6-1. What are your thoughts on Amos not calling a timeout on the third down to Trevor Davis where he was left uncovered? Seemed like he noticed it pre-snap. Oh, I think if I'm remembering the play you're talking about when he was out to the left, it looked like they were in some kind of zone call. I'm not quite sure he was truly uncovered, so to speak. Maybe the end or outside backer was supposed to drift out there, but the one play that I would have liked to have seen a timeout was before the Waller touchdown. They seemed really discombobulated. And LaFleur actually just talked about that, saying in hindsight, he wished he would have called a timeout. He probably would have called a timeout. But it looked like the guys were trying to do way too much pre-snap. Just get the call and play the coverage. They certainly got beat there. Danny Vitale, bud, my boy Danny, got a couple receptions yesterday. I'm not going to be happy until he gets in the end zone, though. But yeah, you guys saw just a glimpse of what we saw this summer here at training camp. The kid catches everything thrown to him. It's ridiculous. He is a legit weapon in the passing game. And you saw a little bit of it yesterday. Aaron, I don't hear Martinez getting much love for his hustle. Carr probably scores if he doesn't get over there. I agree. And I think a lot of people pointed that out actually yesterday, at least what I was looking at. I think where you want to temper things when you're talking about Martinez is he had a really rough day at the office outside of that play. Yes, huge hustle play. Certainly was a big turning point in the game. But Martinez had a really rough time of it, whether against the run or in coverage. It was not his best work by far. Jimmy Graham turning back the clock. AJ, that one play where Aaron doesn't see anything initially and then comes back to him down on the right side, and he puts his foot in the ground and gets around the linebacker and then takes off. I mean, that is old school vintage Graham. And then the catch for the touchdown, that is not an easy catch. Rodgers puts it pretty low. And it's something Aaron mentioned after the game. But yeah, that was a great bounce back performance from Jimmy. Now, can we get that every week, please? That would be great. Aaron Rodgers was stupid good yesterday. I must concur. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Imagine how much better Rodgers' QB rating would be if he had traded for a veteran wide receiver. I made somewhat a similar joke yesterday after the game because he had the perfect passer rating for the first time ever in Packers history. No other quarterback has ever done it. I said, if they had traded for a wide receiver, his rating would have been more perfect. So I'm glad to see we're there. How about that goal line? Stan Goodson makes a heck of a play on fourth down. Goodson and Jair. Jair is the one who gets the initial hit on the kid. I thought it was King at first, but I went back and watched it this morning and it was Alexander. But yeah, both of them, outstanding work. And it just goes to show you never really know. I mean, how the you know, it's not a given down there. And you think, oh, they're just going to punch it in. This kid's been running through them like, you know, a knife through butter all day. And they're just going to punch it in for a touchdown. And every down counts. Something I pointed out on Twitter earlier, the play before the Carr fumble, Preston Smith does a great job holding contain on Jones, getting off his block and making the tackle, being in on the tackle with Goodson to keep him out of the end zone. The next play, they turn it over. You know, every down matters, especially down there in the red zone. And as hard as it was to watch the Packers kind of give up a ton of yardage, and they allowed a bunch of explosive plays yesterday, and that is certainly concerning, they really clamped down in the red zone for the most part. Now, obviously, Raiders punched it in a couple times, but for the most part, they do their best work inside the 20s, and that's encouraging to see. Trade for an inside linebacker. They already did, Gaga. B.J. Goodson, this summer. He played yesterday. Had a couple of nice big plays. Check it out. Rodgers in MVP convo now? He was in my convo last week, but this week, absolutely. I think, you know, it's hard to ignore that when you go out and you throw five touchdowns and run for another one and have a perfect passer rating. You're going to get in that conversation now. Can he continue to do that? Can the offense continue to hum along? And can he do it against stiffer competition? Because, you know, as great as it was and as fun as it was, yes, it's true. The Raiders are not that fantastic of a pass defense. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Unable to connect to the chat. Please try again later. What is going on? I'm going to go back and look at some of these other. Stop asking about AJ Green. People are sick of the wide receiver trade talk. Look, if they want to give away A.J. Green for, like, you know, a day three pick, yeah, I'd do that. But that's not what they're going to do. They're going to want a premium pick, and there's no way the Packers should do that. When will opponents learn to stop mocking the belt? That is a fair question. It's not a lesson that anyone's learned yet. You think after J.J. Watt, of all people, did it and got torched, you think guys would learn. But it's not the case. Does Shepard ever return another punt? We'll see, Jacob. I mean, hey, baby steps. He caught everything yesterday. Fair caught. No problems. I'll take it. Glad Kumaro got to show his skill and beard. I mean, both of them are pretty impressive. That Redmond tackle two saving the touchdown. That is a big, big play, but it's there to be made because of the guys, the miscommunication on the back end. It sure looks like I don't know if it's supposed to be a cover two, if there's not a deep enough drop by the middle linebacker, et cetera. But, you don't want your the one premium pass catcher they have streaking wide open down the middle of the field. But, yes, a very good hustle play, no doubt about it. Let's see what else we got here. Love the shot play to start the second half. Jonathan, totally agree. And I love that it comes off of action that they've used repeatedly throughout this year as far as that little motion with Vitali offset, and then they run what looks like a dive play or an inside zone, and then they bring Vitali back around to be the personal protector. That was great. Absolutely loved it. Can't wait to get Savage back. Jim, neither can the Packers. Yikes. I don't know why it's doing this. I don't like it. I don't like it. What else we got? Gruden was one step ahead of Pettine all game. He really misses Savage and Green. Yes and no. I think they did a good job of executing for the most part. I thought they had a really good plan as far as their protection goes, and that really, you know, helped a lot. I think Pettine had a decent plan. It was just they were really discombobulated as far as getting guys in and out. That was something LaFleur just addressed with the media, saying they really need to tighten up that action of the whole process of getting guys on and off the field. It was a little too much like Latter-day Capers for my taste there. Why all the zone? Is it practice for Chiefs? It's not. You're not practicing for the next opponent during a game. That is not it. They just felt that was the best way to go about things. I'm not a fan of the zone, obviously. Zone is for cowards, but you know, Pettine has reams and reams of data and tons of tape broken down that leads to those calls. So it's hard for me to sit here and second guess it too much. Although that said, I hate zone. Get me some man, especially with the guys you have on hand. A bunch of great man cover corners. Let them ball out, man. How about that O-line? I mean, Fred, I said, I think during the game, I can't remember all the last time we saw so many clean pockets for Rodgers. I mean, so many times he just had a perfect shell around him, able to go through his reads, go through his progressions, and just hit whatever he wants. It was great. Take one or two more here. You have to win one game, biscuits or Cuddy. The bullet. Let's see. Aaron, how big of a difference does Savage make? A big one, Steven. A big difference. His athleticism, his sideline to sideline ability. He erases a lot of mistakes up front, or he can. He has the potential to because of his athleticism and his explosiveness. So he is an important piece, even though he is a rookie. They need to get him back on the field, and they need to get they need to start getting a little bit more out of Rashawn Gary. 12th overall pick. He played, I think, a little under 30% of the snaps yesterday. They got to start, you know, so we're getting into the second half of the year. It's time to let him loose a little bit. All right, I'm going to jump. I got an early flight. I got stuff I got to do. Thank you so much, everybody. I might jump on later tonight if I get all my stuff squared away, do another evening chat session as requested. But in the meantime, make sure you check out everything at cheeseheadtv.com. Like, subscribe. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Pack Go. They're 6-1. They're first place.